We're here on Castleblenny, ended up in a 1-point defeat, having led by, 7, 1-4, to no score after 20 minutes. Another disappointing end, I guess.
Aye, disappointed, Oisín, for sure. Listen, you know, as I said, you know, earlier there we were at 1-4 to no score and probably should have had a few more scores, so we should have. But listen, Monaghan, fair play to them, they got the goal straight away and they hung in and they'd have been very happy. They'd only been only 3 down at half time. And look, the second half would be disappointed in their overall, you know, performance. You know, we didn't go at them the way we were going at them in the first half. You know, we ran out a bit of steam. No, fair play to Monaghan, they upped the ante a lot and they showed greater hunger in the end.
Why do you think we ran out of steam that second half, Roar?
Listen, look, you know, it was a very intense game, so it was. And, you know, the likes of Frank coming back in hasn't a lot of training. Neil McGee hasn't a lot of training, you know. Look, Monaghan up the level a lot, to be fair to them as well, and they showed a lot more hunger.
Does the busy schedule of the league and the games coming thick and fast have a bearing on that?
I will, I suppose it does to an extent, but it's the same for every team, you know. Listen, you know, from our point of view, you know, as I said, you know, after the first couple of wins, you know, all we were really too interested in was the championship, you know, date, and that's the same now. You know, we're very fortunate, I suppose. You know, we got the 3 wins at the start, you know, and we've survived okay, I think, you know.
Yeah, there was a couple of decisions maybe didn't go Donegal's way there today, was there?
Yeah, there was. Listen, but look, we always feel that, and you know, up here you had a huge Monaghan crowd, and they were, you know, obviously keen to see decisions going their way, but look, that happens.
Yeah, and obviously scoring was very much limited on the second half.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed. We'd won 7 in the first half, actually, and probably quite easy could have won 10, 1-11, and that's the way I would have expected it, having the chances we created. In the second half, we snatched the chances too, and we kicked a lot of wides as well. But, you know, fair play to Monaghan, they got the scores when they needed them.
Yeah, we've been saying this over the course of the last few weeks on defeat there as positives. What was positive there today for you?
Looks like I was delighted with the first half display. Yeah. You know, Martin McElhinney and Leo haven't started a lot of league games. I thought they were excellent in the first half. They've had wee niggly injuries and one thing another, and they wouldn't have a lot of training on. I thought Mark Antony was very strong again today. I thought Paddy McGrath done an excellent job on Conor McManus. We'd Frank back in with very limited training, so listen, there's lots to work on.
Yeah, and the goal was taken very well.
Yeah,
Martin,
it's a great goal. You know, Martin's very good when he gets into them sort of positions, and just a shame that we give one away within 30 seconds.
Yeah, but you still get another game out of it. You won your first 3 matches. You haven't won now in 4, but you're going back to Croke Park next weekend.
No, we're going back to Croke Park to play the Dublin Dubs, you know, and we're obviously there the previous game, and that's going to be a big battle as well.
Yeah, going into that game now, are you going to change things? Maybe you're going to mix it up because there's a big break to the championship. Is it giving you a chance now maybe to try something you haven't tried over the course of the last number of months?
I haven't overly thought about it. We're just really planning towards the end of the regulation league, and you know, we decided, you know, at the outset we take a few days break now, and whether we're in the semi-finals or not, so we've got to deal with that now.